Police brutality most concretely demonstrates the continued existence of a fundamental divide between blacks and whites, making it the most significant issue of the 21st century. This divide stems from a fear of the unknown, ignorance, and the historical oppression of blacks. Three recent cases in Ferguson, Missouri, New York City, New York, and Baltimore, Maryland exhibit the misunderstanding between police officers and young black men. In Ferguson, Officer Darren Wilson viewed the victim, Michael Brown, as a demon, and Wilson stated that he feared for his life, causing him to make a rash decision and shoot Michael Brown 6 times until he died. In New York City, the victim, Eric Gardner, stated 11 times that he could not breathe, yet Officer Daniel Pantaleo did not stop choking Gardner until he was dead. Therefore, Pantaleo jumped to an extreme conclusion of choking Gardner, fueled by ignorance, and continued to do so, even though Gardner clearly stated he couldn't breathe, all the while after receiving no medical attention. In Baltimore, past oppression of blacks, fear, and ignorance all showed up in this case, and assumptions were made on each side. Freddie Gray made eye contact with officers and proceeded to run because he was afraid and he made that assumption. At the same time, the officers saw a black man running and assumed he was doing something illegal. The officers put him in the cruiser, unbuckled, on the way to the police station, and Gray ended up with severe injuries to his vertebrae and neck, eventually causing his death. The only steps made toward progress in this case was the indictment of the officers, which has not happened in recent cases. The only way we will start to see progress in police brutality is if we develop a level of understanding and empathy for one another, and stop making assumptions. These assumptions lead to hasty and rash decisions, which will cause harm to not only the specific victims, but the entire nation. So, until this ignorance is extinct, there will be no progress in police brutality, and these cases will continue to happen, which is a terrifying thought, and which makes it the most significant issue of the 21st century.